I love you so, baby. And I'm glad to see you coming home.
7 and a half of the hour.
A little change in my pocket.
Change in your pocket. Changes in the air. The Doug Good Day program with the results of the poll from yesterday as to the new name for the queen of inexpensive.
Uh-oh.
Yes. There's something new. I'm going to tell you now. I'll wait until we get into the report. I'll give you that information then. Today is Listener Appreciation Day on the Doug Stephan Good Day program. So Roberta and Jennifer and Kenny and I are happy to acknowledge Jerome Goldsmith, who is in suburban Chicago, Frank Thomas in Jackson, Tennessee, Donna Netter in Louisville, Kentucky. How do you do? Nice to have you on board. We're here to discuss the issues of the day, the important stories of the day. The government has reopened. Congress ends its 16-day shutdown.
Yay.
Hooray, Mitch McConnell gets $2.2 billion in pork. Nice job, Mitch.
You know, I don't understand that. If the government was shut down, then why did it cost us money?
Because that's what that's the kind of incompetence and double talk and BS that you get from these people who are there only to take care of themselves. And Mitch McConnell is the perfect example of this. Those of you who live in Kentucky, just as a reaction to the pork that was added, he and Harry Reid made a deal that there would be this and that. It was all about McConnell. Nothing to do with the American public, nothing to do with people who are concerned on either side about whether they get paid or not. This is such a sham. The fact that all these people that had a two-week vacation and are going to get paid for it by you and me. Meanwhile, the contractors who are working the private side, they're out and they're done. They're finished. They're going to get paid.
Right.
So, and I don't think they should get paid any more than I think the government workers who are furloughed. What the hell is the point of having a furlough?
Yeah, if nothing's going to happen.
If nothing's going to happen or nothing's going to change. This is what should really crank people up. And obviously, I'm cranked up. Federal employees. Oh, isn't it a shame? You have to go back to work and actually do something for your pay today. Isn't that a shame?
Ooh.
Yeah, exactly.
Vacation's over.
Boo is right. Well, boo. And it isn't their fault, by the way. It's the pandering done by the Congress, especially, because Congress is the one that puts up the money. The Senate can't do this. They can say, okay, yeah, you can pay them. But what was the point of sending them home and having you inconvenienced as you were? Think about this. Remember I told you the story last week? Was it last week or earlier this week? About the 17 people put aside 30-some-odd thousand dollars to go on a vacation, a rafting vacation down the Colorado River.
Mm-hmm.
And there were natural resource police with guns that kept them from going into the boat launch to go down the Colorado River. Man, I'd want to have a revolution right then and there because of that. Do you realize how outrageous that is?
And they came from all over the world.
All over the world to have a vacation, and a guy stood there with a gun.
Said,
and
nope,
told
you can't
them,
go on the river.
You can't go on the river. I mean, listen to that.
Which totally perplexed me, because when you're on the river, I mean, you have nothing to do with what's going on up on top, you know, with the hotels or any of the stuff like that. You're in the wilderness, so
it didn't make any difference. There shouldn't have been a lock. There should be no gate. There's nothing. You want to go down the Colorado River?
Yeah, take your life in your hands and go.
Right. It's like I have to have a permission to go get on my pond on my farm. And more people think about this. Use your brain. And think through these sorts of things. You want to support that? And then back to Mitch McConnell, the $2.2 billion bribe to get the Republicans in the Senate to go along. McConnell, as the leader of the Republicans in the Senate, says, let's get everybody on board here. And then he tries to work the Republicans on the House over as well, because he got a $2.2 billion bribe. Harry Reid agrees, let's add this to the bill. And they added $2.2 billion in pork to work on bridges or something in Kentucky.
Mm.
So he'd be able to go back and crow that he got $2.2 billion, and his Tea Party opponent, what'd he get? Nothing. Except a lot of guff.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right, thank you, Michael. 888.
Why are you saying thank you, Michael?
Move along, nothing to see.
Tick, 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 tick,
tick.
I'm done. right, 888-302-3684. By the way, say hi to Roberta Fasinelli, Kennifer.
If we got married, Ken, we'd be Kennifer.
That'd be very nice, yes.
How sweet.
All right, hello to everybody who is around. So, there are documents today that have been provided by Edward Snowden, back in the news, that show how heavily the CIA relies on intelligence gathering from the National Security Agency. May I repeat that so you understand once again what is going on behind the scenes? There are documents that have shown up today. It came from Edward Snowden, who was the former systems analyst for the NSA, that show unequivocally...
Great word.
Thank you. How the NSA and its cheating and stealing and doing all kinds of things that they ought not to be doing, that information is sent to the CIA so that they can look at it, understand it, go through and see who they want to chase around, that kind of stuff. So thanks to Mr. Snowden again for giving us information upon which we can rely to further scrutinize what's going on in this government that's so out of control. So out of control. All right, tick, 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 tick. Next, we should have, why don't you, Michael, have the clock from 60 Minutes there and just let it tick when...
when your time is up?
My time is up.
There you go.
All right. That can be the Rich McFadden watchdog. Richie, is Richie going to be around today? I had some email correspondence with him. I thought he said he was going to be around today. I hope he is. Always like to have his input here. 888-302-3684 for your input. Email to Jennifer, Roberta, Ken, DougStephan.com, Facebook.com/Good Day Show, and Twitter. What do we have going on, as a matter of fact, on the social media side of things, Kenny?
Lots of comments about the bill that the House and Senate passed last night, mm-hmm. To end the shutdown and raise the debt ceiling.
Right.
Pablo says it's very sad that this happened at all. Mary says Republicans shut down the government for nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And John says the president and the Democrats celebrate victory. There are now no doubts that the Dems own the economy 100%.
All right.
You know what I'm going to call the House now, right?
Right.
The cave.
Really? Why is that?
Because they caved.
Oh. They caved.
Oh.
I would call them the walking dead, like zombies. Roberta can identify with that. All right? They're all a bunch of... it's a walking dead there. And just in time for Halloween, too. Let's see. Another listener that we can appreciate is Doug Weisfenning of Lake Park, Minnesota. Doug, welcome to the Good Day program. 14 past the hour. If you are a man, good for you. If you're a woman, even better. If you're over the age of 40, even better. If you have high blood pressure, or you're worried about your blood pressure going up, you get your annual physical, right? Doesn't everybody here get a physical every year? Kenny, you get one, right?
Absolutely.
Jennifer,
yep.
Roberta? Everybody's got to get one every year. You got to know what's going on in your body. And if your blood pressure is beginning to go up because you're fed up with politicians and their foolishness, then other than getting them out, you can't do that till next year. I can give you something to fix the problem right now. It's called Heart Factors Plus. Natural formula boosts nitric oxide levels, which widen your arteries, widen your veins, improve the blood flow to every part of your body. And that'll make you, just by design, much healthier. It's designed for safety, and it's natural, and it's true that your blood pressure and your performance link to better blood flow. So all the more reason to call 800-577-8560. That's 800-577-8560. Call now. Try Heart Factors Plus to make your blood pressure go down and stay down. Healthy blood pressure. A free bottle will come to you if you mention Doug Stephan. It's the Good Day way of you improving your lot in life. You pay shipping and handling. That's it. 800-577-8560 for Heart Factors Plus. Keep the blood pressure where it needs to be and get the blood all over your body where it wants to be. 800-577-8560.
In the fall, mills close out their excess inventory, and now we've got the deals at Lumber Liquidators' second annual Fall Flooring Yard Sale. All floors are on sale, like clearance flooring from 19 cents a square foot and laminate from 39 cents. Beautiful bamboo from $1.39. Pre-finished hardwood from just $1.59. Plus special extended financing. If you liked our famous April sale, you'll love our Fall Flooring Yard Sale. Sales going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or get to your local store today.
Musicians, what if you could get below-cost pricing on thousands of guitars, amps, and effects now through Tuesday at Guitar Center? Deals like American-made Gibson SGs for just $379, Taylor Acoustics just $719, Schecter Electrics for $79. It's Guitar Center's Guitarathon. Deep markdowns on custom shop models, prototypes, rep samples, and discontinued items from top manufacturers like Fender, Gibson, Taylor, Martin, PRS, Boss, Digitech, and more. Guitarathon, Guitar Center's biggest guitar, amp, and effects event of the year, ends Tuesday.
Well, your heart looks good. Cholesterol levels are fine. So tell me again what's happening.
Well, doctor, once a week I get totally lightheaded.
Mm-hmm.
The whole room starts to spin.
Mm-hmm.
My heart starts pounding like crazy.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes my toes go numb.
Really? And where are you when this happens?
The checkout line at Kohl's.
I think we've discovered the cause.
Don't miss Kohl's Stack the Savings Sale going on now. Great savings that make you go Kohl's. Kohl's. Expect great things.
She's the queen of cheap, the diva of dumpster life. It's Roberta Fessinelli.
And Roberta is brought to you by Kohl's. The folks at Kohl's want you to know that just for mom, there is a great things for moms and dads. But moms seem to... This is really a woman's store, isn't it? Kohl's really is... A store for women more than like Target, huh?
Oh, Kohl's is for men and babies, and there's housewares.
Really?
It's everything.
Oh, yeah, and there's tools.
There are in Kohl's.
Yeah. I don't know if there are tools.
Well,
there's some.
Not to disagree. Circle gets a square. But there's a lot of cooking stuff, and I go to Kohl's a lot. I'm a big fan. But there's tons of men's stuff, Dougie. You should
all right.
go.
I'll have to go. All right, by the
you
way,
might
the...
might even have corduroy for the fall.
Oh, stop it.
Yes. In blue.
I still have my blue corduroys. Thank you, Roberta.
Oh, my goodness.
The queen of cheap is no more. Dead.
Oh?
Gone. You are now officially known, according to the poll at DougStefan.com from yesterday, we asked people to pick the new name.
Yes.
The one you wanted lost big time was the lowest one on the totem pole. Let's see here. 22% wanted Goddess of Good Deals. 21% wanted Frugal Fairy. 20% wanted Bargain Babe, 7% wanted Easy Living, and 30%+ wanted the Good Deal Diva.
The Good Deal Diva.
So now the challenge is for me to remember that and for us to change Mr. Dixon's voice there, so it'll be the Good Deal Diva.
The Good Deal Diva.
I like it a lot.
Yeah, Good Deal Diva is fine. All right, so Good Deal Diva, what do you have for us?
Okay, let's start with Bob Evans. We have a buy one, get one free breakfast for you. It expires on the 19th, so you got the weekend to use this, and we got the special coupon for you at DougStefan.com. Neti pots, you know that little pot that looks like a teapot, but you stick it in your nose? You ever use one of those things? Well, it actually works quite well to clear out your sinuses, and you can get one absolutely free. We tell you how to do it at DougStefan.com. If you're doing some early Christmas shopping, Amazon has Hasbro board games for just $5.99. Hey, get your kids away from the computer, away from the screen. Get them back to some board games. Great family fun. And if you're a veteran, on November 10th and 11th, this is a heads up because you should make your reservation now. Bed and breakfast across the country are offering free stays
free.
For veterans.
All right.
And go and find out more about it at DougStefan.com.
The Good Deal Diva is Roberta Fessinelli here on Good Day, 21 after the hour.
Can heart and body extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
In the news today, you want to party with Prince into the wee hours of the night? At his house. This is going to be a big party at his house?
Yeah, I do.
Really?
What do I have to do?
Well, he's opening up his home outside of Minneapolis in Paisley Park for a concert this weekend.
Oh, that's cool.
Consequence of Sound, reporting that the... this is unlike his last concert he held at his place earlier this month. The set will be a casual affair, dress expected to be none other than pajamas. In other words, a pajama party at Prince's house makes sense.
That is going to be so crazy.
Doors open at 2 a.m.
2 a.m.?
Right. It's called the Breakfast Experience Pajama Dance Party, which will promise a party until the sun comes up. $50 donation what is this? What's the $50 donation for? I'm not sure. Kenny, do you know what the $50 is going to help out? The all-girl group Third Eye Girl is going to be there, too. So
no, I don't know what the donation is for.
Yeah. So how many people is he going to be able to... literally, do we know how big his house is and how many people are going to be able to fit into this? I don't...
I'm sure he wouldn't mind snuggling.
Really?
<Yeah. laughs>
he's a tiny cuddler. Little guy.
He is. Yeah. Oh, he's
is he a cuddler?
He's little.
Yeah.
He's tiny. I sat behind him at Madison Square Garden at a show, and
really?
He is at the Who, and he is just teeny tiny.
Mm-hmm.
Teeny tiny.
So is David Bowie.
Yeah, a lot of these guys are little guy. Look at Barry Manilow.
You meet them, or you get close to them, and you go, wow, mm-hmm. They're small.
Wow. A little guy, eh? A little person.
No, because you think that their presence is bigger than life, you know, mm-hmm. And then you actually meet them, and it's like, you know, you kind of like going, is this really you?
Well, not everything is about size, Roberta. 888-3023-684.
Oh, she thought that was funny. It was a delayed reaction, but there you go.
Okay. We're doing listener
show.
Listener Appreciation Day today. Let's see, Michael Barclay. In Steubenville, Ohio. Hello. Mike Larson, who listens outside of Los Angeles. where Jennifer happens to be, as a matter of fact. Jennifer Horn with Roberta Fasanelli and Ken Kessler on the Good Day program. The world is full of interesting people and interesting information. Have you noticed how wonderful the world is when we think about things other than ourselves? And even when we go outside of America. For example, the news from China today is that the government has initiated alternate day driving. New system for odd and even car license plates. So if you have an odd plate, you drive on the odd days. If you have an even plate, you drive on the even days. Mm-hmm. This is a response because air pollution is getting so bad. Remember now, this country has come sort of into its own, if you will, and everybody wants a car. It used to be everybody 10 years ago, everybody had a bike. And the pollution was out of this world. When I was there 10, how many years ago was I there? Kenny, do you remember? It was probably before all of you were here. Went over for a week, and at the behest of the Chinese government. And I'm trying to remember when it was. Maybe 99, 2000, I don't know, at some point. At any rate, that's not important. I remember going to see the Terracotta Warriors. Fascinating. Beijing itself, very progressive city, seeing all of the things there. It was quite a beautiful city, actually, till you went to Mao's. We went to see Mao's tomb and him being in the cast. You walk out the back door, there's a Kentucky Fried Chicken store there. But then you go into these cities and the pollution is just horrible. Unbelievable. So now they're trying to clean it up by allowing people to drive every other day. Pretty interesting, huh? Maybe we should do that here.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, after a meal or a drink, it's not unusual to see cats lick their lips and wash off the fur surrounding their mouths. Contrary to what most owners believe, lip licking isn't restricted to cleaning activities. Sometimes it indicates that a cat is a little nervous or distracted by something going on around her. However, it's important that owners should always be on the lookout for abnormal amounts of licking around the mouth. Many, many, many cats suffering from some form of dental pain will spend more time licking or pouring around their face and jaws. Some studies actually suggest, listen to this, it's amazing, that over 90% of all cats will develop some type of dental or periodontal disease by the time they're 3 years old. So observe your cat carefully. She may be telling you she needs to go see the veterinarian or get some dental work. You know, they're not in the wild anymore. They're not chasing down animals. We feed them. So making sure your cat's teeth are kept clean are really, really important. If you notice a pouring in her mouth, it could be trying to distress herself, but it also could mean a trip to the vet is necessary. Don't put it off. It could save your cat's life. I'm Warren Eckstein.
I'm Warren Eckstein. 20 years ago, I developed my Hugs and Kisses supplements for both dogs and cats to solve the number one pet problem, shedding. Using the finest ingredients made only in the USA, my Hugs and Kisses supplement with lecithin reduces shedding and promotes healthy skin and a full shiny coat. But don't take my word for it. Just listen to what my listeners say about Hugs and Kisses.
I just want to tell you how much we love the Hugs and Kisses, and our doggy Shotzi loves them, and her coat is so smooth. I have told more people because they ask me, wow, her coat is just beautiful.
Imagine, no more shedding, itching, or scratching. My Hugs and Kisses supplements come with a 30-day guarantee and a 20-year track record. When your name is on the label, your reputation is on the line. Order today at thepetshow.com or call 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847, 1-800-430-4847.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
In e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LeCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LeCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LeCig a long time ago. LeCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LeCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Listeners to the Doug Steffen Good Day program, you get a good deal every day. You're tuned into the information, the stories, what's in the news. What does it mean to you? I'll tell you the essence of the shutdown now that it's over. Think about this for a minute. All right, everybody ready? Got your thinking caps on?
Yep.
Ready.
Ready.
Yes, boss.
Wondering out loud how the people in the government got all those signs printed and distributed all over the place, including all the national parks and cemeteries, only 8 hours after the government shut down. Take a look, or a listen, or a thought. Somebody writes in, I've worked in the government on and off for 40 years. During that time, I became quite familiar with request stations. Good, Doug.
I love requestrations.
How about requisitions?
Those two.
Became familiar with bidding, awarding contracts, that sort of thing. It's a time-consuming process with bean counters and pencil-necked bureaucrats every step of the way. The simplest request takes months, not hours. In less than 8 hours after the shutdown, miraculously, professionally printed big signs appeared all over the country saying, for example, this is a park or whatever the facility is, closed down due to the government shutdown. There hasn't been a government shutdown in 17 years. Were these signs designed beforehand? Signs were requisitioned? Bids were posted?
Just in case.
Just in case.
Hmm.
So, do we think the shutdown was orchestrated and planned well in advance?
What do you think?
6, 8, 10 months ago, millions of tax dollars were appropriated and spent to let you know you couldn't do what you ought to be able to do. Is the paper trail leading back to Washington? Does it go to the Congress? Does it go to the White House? Where does the paper trail go? And who wants to find out? Logistics with the speed of light!
Unless they were just emailed and each place printed them out themselves.
No, no, not with the logos. They had a lot of these things had their, you know, the regular government logo on
them. You could email that. That could go into email.
Yeah, and then where
somebody has something.
What's that, Kenny?
Somebody has a VIP account at Staples.
Yeah, that could be it. Yeah.
Yeah, Kinko's.
right, so food for thought as we try to move into other areas that are important. Hello to Brian Lindsay, who is in Dallas, North Carolina. Listener Appreciation Day here on the Doug Good Day program. Jennifer, what's in the TV report in a few minutes?
Oh, boy, Dougie, lots of big stuff in the TV report.
That's Jennifer's
favorite
way of
a favorite TV show.
Yes.
Going to Broadway.
Really?
I've got some casting news, some upcoming SNL hosts, a little Susan Sarandon in the news.
Wow.
And if you're really good, maybe even the Muppets.
Wow, that'd be great.
Yeah.
How about Lindsay Lohan in the gossip department? She has a new man in her life, a 19-year-old. She's 27.
Perfect.
Wonderful.
Liam Dean is his name, by the way.
Liam Dean. Mm-hmm. Where'd you find him?
Well, she was spotted leaving dinner with him and his assistant, Gavin Doyle. He is...
He's 19 and he's got an assistant?
Yeah, I don't know.
What happens with him? Who is this then?
Oh, no. Oh, a model. He's a model.
I see. And models need assistants.
How did
assistants.
I not know?
You're right.
He totally needs an assistant. And then they were seen partying together at Club One Oak. So they're a new couple now,
wow.
New item. Mm-hmm.
Joe Jonas of the Jonas Bros.
Joe Bros. Mm-hmm.
Joe Bros.
Yeah.
He's the reason they had to cancel their tour.
Yes, he's got a drug problem, allegedly. He's the one that was kind of the breakout star of the group. He's the one that dated Taylor Swift for like a minute.
Yeah.
And he could be the one to blame for the Jonas Brothers' abrupt cancellation of their tour last week. According to Star Magazine, he's 24 years old. He has a drug problem, which is why the tour was scrapped. He's been dealing with substance abuse issues for quite some time, according to an insider. The tour would have never survived with how he was behaving. And at this point, his brothers, Nick and Kevin, don't care what is going on with the band. They just want to see their brother healthy, so they decided to take a break.
Hmm. Well, what do you know? A problem in paradise.
I know. Go figure. Who knew they were so innocent, those Jonas Brothers?
Smash fans dying to see more.
Here goes my TV report.
Oh, that was gonna, all right. I thought that was more for Roberta and Broadway. And
well,
stuff.
Smash is a TV show that's going to Broadway. We might as well talk about it now, and I'll just scrap it from the TV report. Smash fans, which had a cult following on NBC, but then it got canceled because that cult wasn't big enough.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, they're dying to see more of the fictional stage musical Hit List, and they're going to finally get their wish on December 9th. Several of the show's cast members, including Jeremy Jordan, Andy Mantis, and Krista Rodriguez, will stage a concert performance of Hit List at New York's Club 54 Below. Catherine McPhee will not be there. She is too busy shooting a role in the thriller Depravity.
Dun-dun-dun-dun. So I want to get the pulse of those who are listening to us and those who are on my team here at the Doug Steffen Good Day program. I was eavesdropping on a conversation yesterday.
On a convo?
A convo. Mm-hmm. Yes, a convo. Not a convocation, it was just a conversation about going Dutch on engagement rings.
Oh, no.
Oh.
No.
Wait, buying your own?
No.
I'm going to get shut down before I even bring in the premise of this.
And yes.
Really? So apparently there is a growing trend, though, listening to these ladies on couples that share expenses when it comes to the engagement ring.
You are going to pay for that ring the rest of your life, so you might as well enjoy that moment where you don't have to pay it at the beginning.
What a cynical way of looking.
Oh, please. It's the truth. Leaving the toilet seat up, letting me fall in at 3 o'clock in the morning. Gosh.
You have to know that that's a non-negotiable item.
All right, so we have two hardened women here. Kenny, what would you have thought, or would you have said to Lisa, how about we go Dutch? What do you think she would have said to you when you got married? Hey, I'm going to pay for half of this. What do you think?
No, I wouldn't have done that.
Maybe the better question then is, what kind of a guy would let a woman pay for the engagement ring, or even better yet, this is even, this is even better. Wait, I got a better idea.
Yep.
How about women start buying engagement rings for men?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I did that. When Tom and I got engaged, we bought each other engagement rings. I bought him a diamond ring.
What did it look, was it?
Lisa bought mine.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
She bought you a wedding ring or the engagement ring? You had an engagement ring that you wore, Kenny?
No, the wedding ring.
Wedding ring.
No, I bought Tom an engagement ring. It was, a man's diamond ring. It was bigger than the one he gave me.
Jesus. Leave it to you.
But the quality wasn't as good.
What, you bought him, he bought you cubic zirconia or something?
No, actually, he got me a 0.93 carat, but flawless diamond. I got him a 1.25 carat.
Of course you did.
It had visible flaws in it.
Of course.
I have a good reason for not
buying
him.
Because I'm flawless and he's not.
Yeah. As he must remember every day when he looks at his face.
Exactly. Yeah. That
or if he doesn't look in the mirror, he's certainly going to hear it when he goes down the hallway. Right. So, what were you saying, Roberta? I mean, Jennifer?
Jennifer, and I have no idea because you guys distracted me.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I forgot what I was going to say. Right. Something about engagement rings.
Engagement rings.
Hmm.
But would the... why is the tradition?
Oh, I know. I wouldn't have to... I solved my own problem with having to get a man an engagement ring because I really personally don't like men in jewelry.
Oh.
Really?
Okay. Oh, no.
Yeah. I don't
really?
Like jewelry. I don't like jewelry either.
Keep those chains at home.
I mean, I don't like, you know.
All
I don't
of the
like,
gold,
know.
The guys that wear gold around their necks.
No.
Or they have big gold
things
around their wrists.
You just know that you're
going
to smell their aftershave. You see the glint of the gold, then you know the cologne's coming next. It's going to be like a cloud.
Yeah, but I mean, a really classy chain, you know, with like a...
I can just imagine
like
me wearing a chain
on it.
And
no
getting
anchor.
Caught on something on the tractor when I jump on the tractor and get my... I never liked jewelry. Kenny, you like jewelry?
Not especially.
I like a man in a watch and a wedding ring, and that's about it.
Really?
That's it.
So let's turn it around. Would you like a woman in just a watch and a wedding ring?
Heck to the no.
Wow.
Please.
I would like a man in just a watch and wedding ring and nothing else.
I agree.
That would be nice.
So anyway, I guess we've started something. At least a little food for thought, right? Think about why do women, what started the tradition, by the way, of men giving the ring to the woman?
And dowry.
Why is it that, is that what
dowry.
It is, dowry? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right,
dowry.
But that doesn't go on here, so why do we have to stick to that? Why can't women ask men to marry? Will you marry me?
Because,
why
first of all, if a woman asks a man to marry them, I don't care how evolved you claim to be, most men are going to be like, oh, gotta go, check, please, this one's crazy, and she wants to have babies. And most men don't want a woman to ask them to marry them.
Man,
they're afraid of the commitment.
Their cynicism is deep in here.
No, but it's true. Really, do I not speak the truth? Would you not think it a little weird if a woman's like, let's get married? You'd be out of there so fast there'd be a smoke trail coming out
of your rear end. To whom
are
you addressing that question? Are you addressing that question to me?
Yes.
Would I like it if a woman asked me to marry her?
In general, I'm not speaking about a woman that you're like, because I know that there's a one that you'd be happy to have that happen with. But, I mean, like, in general, a woman, just a general woman that you're dating.
A general woman.
You would say, absolutely not.
General Horn?
Let's just say your past stable. You would run so fast.
All right, yeah, okay. every situation is different. I've changed a lot of my mind over the last few years, so I don't know. I have to be confronted with the situation. In general, no. But maybe.
Now, someone like Michael would bank on someone, our board off. He would bank on someone asking him to marry him because I don't know that he would do it himself.
He wouldn't have the testicular fortitude to do it.
But. Ken, I don't think that. I think that you would appreciate the tradition of having to ask a woman to marry you.
Yeah, and I did.
There you go. Mm-hmm.
There you go. And she did.
This is a kind of old fashioned.
And they did.
Shouldn't two people kind of agree to marry each other?
Oh, no.
Rather than have the guy as a surprise, would you marry me?
Roberta, wait a minute. This is how it works for Roberta. She shows up and she says, will you marry me, but first sign this.
And don't read it. Just sign it.
Just sign it. Yeah. That's too close to the truth, Doug.
Oh, my God. All right. Yeah. Well, how did I know that was the case? Oh, my God.
How many have spy cameras in my house?
I think, no, I don't need to have a spy camera for you. How long have I known you? 888-302-3684. All right, any comments, you're welcome. Let's check with Jennifer in a moment on the television report. We've only let one cat out of the bag. There must be some more in there. 15 before the hour.
It's that time of year again. Time to reconnect with friends and family. Exxon and Mobil can help you fuel those connections. Our gasoline is designed to help clean intake valves to get your car better fuel economy.
Show us who you want to connect with for a chance to each win $1,000 of gas in Exxon and Mobil's photo contest. Winners daily. Full rules at fuelingconnections.com. Exxon and Mobil. Fueling connections. No purchase necessary. Open to legal U.S. residents 18 plus. Ends 12/31/13. Prize awarded as Exxon Mobil gift cards. Restrictions apply.
Well, your heart looks good. Cholesterol levels are fine. So tell me again what's happening.
Well, doctor, once a week I get totally lightheaded.
Mm-hmm.
The whole room starts to spin.
Mm-hmm.
My heart starts pounding like crazy.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes my toes go numb.
Really? And where are you when this happens?
The checkout line at Kohl's.
I think we've discovered the cause.
Don't miss Kohl's Stack the Savings Sale going on now. Great savings that make you go Kohl's. Kohl's. Expect great things.
Hey, it's Guy Fieri, and before the game, it's all about the tailgating. Burgers, sausage, peppers, onions, hot wings, you name it. But come game time, if you got yourself a whole bunch of heartburn, roll out the Rolaids.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids gets you back in the action fast. Its dual-active formula neutralizes more acid than Tums. For indigestion and heartburn, get rapid relief with Rolaids.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Use as directed. Acid neutralization may not correlate with symptom relief.
Get it started.
Real estate's booming. With 8 open houses this weekend, I had to get the word out. Luckily, I found the new services center at OfficeMax. They designed and printed great 4-color flyers for only 39 cents each. I have a new way to turn open houses into done deals.
Let's get it started.
Introducing the new OfficeMax Services Center. Now through Saturday, all color copies are just 39 cents a side. Valid in-store only. See store for details.
There was 57 channels and
all right. Let's even clean up some of the television news here with Jennifer. Hey, yo, by the way, remind me later on to talk about the Good Deal Diva and Queen of Sheep, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So, tidbits here. Where do we have Oprah? I see wants to interview Lamar Odom. Why?
Because he's got a drug problem and he's married to a Kardashian. That's like prime Oprah property. It's like a piece of meat she's drooling over it.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
People are that shallow that they'd be interested in that.
Of course. They were that shallow and they were interested in Lindsay Lohan. This would be next for her.
I suppose.
All right. In other news.
Yes.
And breaking news, HBO has announced that Matthew McConaughey and Woody Harrelson, they're doing this limited run series called True Detective.
Really?
Well, if you're interested in it, it will premiere Sunday, January 12th, which felt like really far away to me until I realized it's not.
October.
January 12th at 9 p.m. Mark it on your calendars now. In addition, the third season of Girls will return that night at 10 p.m. on HBO, and then the following week, HBO premieres their new series, Looking at 10:30, starring Glee's Jonathan Groff.
What's Girls about?
Girls is this, it's getting a lot of critical acclaim. It's, come on, guys, help me out. What's the Plain Jane that created it? What's her name?
Girls?
Lena Dunham. Yes, oh, okay. Girls was created by Lena Dunham. It's really popular on HBO. A lot of people love it. Brian Williams' daughter stars in it, by the way.
Really?
All right, over at SNL, one of the stars, Kenan Thompson, spoke out last week about the absence of black females on the program. There's nobody in the regular cast. So to remedy that, SNL announced, well, hey, Kerry Washington will be our guest co-host. She's going to be starring on the November 2nd edition of SNL. Ed Norton will be on October 26th. Kerry Washington's musical guest will be Eminem. Meg Ryan, remember her? She was so cute. Everybody loved Meg.
Mm-hmm.
She signed on to star in a new NBC pilot coming to TV. She'll play a newly single mother named Rose, who returns to the publishing house where she was an editor, and now she must work for her 30-year-old neurotic former intern. Very spicy.
I'm trying to figure out this sort of controversy. Somebody said on The View this week that there are no funny black women on Saturday Night Live.
There are no black women in general on Saturday Night Live.
Had there ever been?
Yes.
So, is there a list somewhere of funny black women versus funny white women?
Well, no, but I mean, there's just no... Right now, SNL has no black women on the cast. So that's what the
controversy
is.
How many people are on the cast?
I don't know. What do you think? 12 guys?
Well, who would be...
Yeah,
I don't
think about a dozen.
Okay. So is this a real problem, or is this something being created?
It was just something pointed out by Kenan Thompson, who was one of the only black males on the cast.
Huh. So... I think you can follow my, I didn't say what I was thinking.
Speaking of black females, the First Lady Michelle Obama will turn up on the Biggest Loser during November. She probably has been a few times, but maybe not really her, you know, acting. She's going to be on during November sweeps to promote her campaign that encourages people to drink more water. That's a great campaign. Drink more water.
Drink and drink some more. Oh, that's not bad.
No, it's
a good idea. Drink more water. That is a good idea. I'll drink to that. 51 after on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder, available only at HempUSA.org.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
It's 53 after the hour, but then if you have your watch there, you'd know it's 53 after. It's my job to keep you up to date in case you don't have a watch. I don't want you to be late for wherever you have to go today. Time now for our weekly visit from Tommy the K. Tom Kreitler is the co-host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program, brought to you by the folks who are trying to sell many homes in your neighborhood, the National Association of Realtors. If you're considering selling, now may be the time. Buyers are in the market. There is a shortage of homes, so consider selling. If it's on your mind, why not? The message that you're listening to brought to you by the National Association of Realtors, who are happy to bring you Tom Kreitler and the Money Pit. We'll have the information, the letters from you, in fact, and ways to get your home ready for the chilly weather. All that coming up here in a moment here on the Good Day Program.
So you're leaving that great barbecue joint in the warehouse district, and you're about to get into your truck, except there is no truck. Holy cow, it hits you. Your keys are missing and your Silverado's been stolen. And before you go crazy over the injustice of it all, you tap your OnStar app. A soothing woman says, no problem. And before you can say, that thief's going down, she helps you file a police report. Then she pings a signal that bounces into space, giving her the lat and long of your truck, which she shares with the police until the joyrider is in their sights. When the officer gives the go-ahead, OnStar sends a signal that slows his speed, just as the thief is saying, what the? and it's hard to say who is more amazed by the whiz bang, don't you dare mess with my truck technology. You or the guy who's about to do hard time. All because you drive a Chevrolet Silverado. Connected by OnStar. Find new roads. For details, availability, and system limitations, visit OnStar.com.
Thomas Q. Kreitler is here. What does the Q stand for?
It doesn't have for anything because it's not it.
Oh, I thought you were Thomas Quebec.
The Queen.
Yes.
Thomas A.
Thomas A.
Thanks a lot.
Thomas Adolf.
Thomas A.
Yeah.
As in Tony.
Tony Anthony.
Anthony.
Thomas Anthony Kreitler.
Oh, that's very presidential.
That's what my mother would call me if I was late or something.
Yeah. Right.
Thomas
Tony Anthony.
You get yourself in here right now.
Yo. At the Money Pit website, moneypit.com, there is an article on how you can improve your home as you get ready for the wintertime. There's the usual heating system stuff and more insulation. We talk about that every year. Anything new here? Or just reminders.
Well, the one thing I wanted to point out is, you know, we always talk about clock setback thermostats being important, and they are. They really do save you a lot of money, but they're baffling for so many people to program. You know, it's like in the old days when you couldn't program your VCR and it just blinked 12 noon or 12 midnight all the time. The clock setbacks are difficult to adjust because they have so many options. And I turned last year to a new type of clock setback thermostat called a Nest. And the Nest thermostat is a wireless thermostat, and it has a lot of built-in smarts in the sense that, first of all, if there's no movement in front of it, like the house is empty, it automatically sets itself down to the lowest temperature. So whether you're home or adjusting it or not, if there's no movement in the area, it drops. So that actually adds up to quite a bit of savings. And the other thing that's cool about it is it will actually watch sort of the motion in your house for a period of about a week and then figure out what the most efficient way is to set it. So these kinds of technologies being built into things like thermostat are really turning out to save us quite a bit of money.
Really? Sounds like
it. That makes it a lot easier, too.
It is. But in terms of insulation,
yep.
You always are talking about this, but you mentioned it both in the fall and the spring because it effectively does the same thing.
It does. I mean, we think about insulation in the wintertime when we start paying heating bills, but for some reason we don't think about it in the summertime when we pay cooling bills. But the fact of the matter is that an adequate amount of insulation keeps you comfortable and your energy bills low year-round, and most homes don't have enough. So if your house doesn't have at least 12 to 15 inches of insulation in the attic, that would be a great project for you to do right now, this weekend. Very simple project to do, inexpensive, and with a very, very quick payback. In fact, one of the best paybacks of all the energy-efficient upgrades you could make would be simply to add insulation. Now, if you have existing insulation and it's still sort of fluffy and in good shape, you can add a second layer. You want to use unfaced fiberglass bats to do that with.
Bats. I always wondered about that. Bats. Why do they call them bats?
I don't
batting.
Know.
Batting. Isn't it batting?
It's a batting. Yeah, it's batting. A batting. Yeah. So but you know what? They do have a blown-in insulation now that you can get the machine at the Home Depot, and it's called Attic Cat.
Better make sure you aim in the right direction.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. But it works to get into those nooks and crannies.
Yeah. All right. So there is always helpful information at moneypit.com. Tom Kreitler is here from the weekend show that so many people listen to help.
Ouch! My back is out again.
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program, which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.